The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Harden behind the screen. Curry picks up on Harden, knocked the ball out of his hands. And Gordon for three. Gordon for three. Harden.
They are in their grill.
Here's Harden, way off. Tucker. Boy, Harden short. Harden shoots it. 5 for 15 for the fifth. Shoots for three.
Best quarter, and they're always in striking distance.
A reason for three.
Well, Durant now 4 of 10 from the field. That ball is deflected.
Harden comes up short. There's a corner three from Tucker. Is open for three. Playoff. Oh, Ariza turning and shooting. Ariza, he's been way off. Green fire. Ariza cannot find the lane. Set his feet over the court for three. Kicks it the other way. Ariza again is off. Golden State doing it here in the third as Harden comes on the court. Here's Johnson for three. Pops it out to Gordon for three. Ariza for three. Gordon on a step back three. 42 threes per game during the season. It's hard to force the three.
Can you describe the feeling of when you guys are getting those threes and you've made so many of them through for so many games and they just keep missing over and over?
We're just going to keep shooting them. We've done it all year long. First half, just our energy defensively was different, and that created more opportunities for the three, and they went in, you know, and as a result of that, we got a double-digit lead going into halftime. Those same opportunities was there in that second half. We just didn't make them, you know, and then they made tough shots. That's pretty much.
Well, I don't know how much there is left to say about that one. Let's get this going. It's a Tuesday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And the Blitz is on for a Tuesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, Jong Lee, the married bleeping master. If you want to get in, 713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real, at Jong Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776, and it's a Tuesday, but it's really our Monday, but it's kind of like our Wednesday because we're not going to be here Friday. Okay,
it's a weird day.
I am more confused than the Rockets trying to shoot a three-pointer. It's happening, Hoffman.
Sports is happening, man. What's going on with you?
Same thing. A lot of sports, a lot of stuff.
A lot of sports.
A lot to catch up on with the people.
A lot of sports.
A lot of misses.
Where to begin, though?
I want to start with the Rockets, and I think it's pretty simple. They had every chance to win that series. There's just 0 for 27. That's it. I don't care who you are. You missed 27 straight three-pointers. You're not beating anybody.
No.
It's that simple.
Yeah, this was a – and there's plenty of excuses you could go to. There's plenty of things to point a finger at. At the end of the day, I think that's the easiest – that's the easiest thing. It's
pretty simple.
Yeah.
Right?
You can't miss 27 threes in a row.
You go 5 of 27 in that stretch, you win the game probably.
Probably so.
And to keep shooting them at some point. And when they were having success driving to the basket, that was the one thing that kind of frustrated me. It's like, okay, this isn't working. And I know this is what you've done all year, but you're missing open looks. I mean, there was some contested shots. But if you went and looked at all 27 of them, there were a lot of open ones there, too.
There was a run in the second quarter, I think, where they kept getting offensive rebounds off of missed threes. And I think they shot like 5 or 6 threes in about a 45-second span.
Yeah.
And missed all of them. I mean, it's just, you can't win games like 37 missed threes.
Yeah.
You want to take a wild
seven
guess?
7 of 44. Do you know how hard it is to only make 7 of 44?
It's tough.
You have to try to miss.
Yeah.
And you'd still make one by accident.
I'll give you one guess as to how many times in the history of the NBA playoffs a team has missed 37 three-pointers.
It's got to be never.
You're really good at that game.
Yeah.
Look at you, right?
Yeah,
out of the blue.
It's kind of an easy one.
Right out of the blue. You just knew it.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't even prep you for that question.
No.
You knew what was coming.
I'm a smart AJ.
Yeah, it was. And you know what? Really, for some of these guys, this was a series-long struggle.
Yeah.
And I understand this is how your team's built, and it's hard to change that on the fly. But James Harden, for this series, shot 19 of 78 for three.
1978. That's not my first concert in 1978.
Well,
it was Cheap Trick at the old Sam Houston Coliseum.
Maybe that's
what it meant, right?
Maybe so. Maybe so. But he's a he's normally a 36% three-point shooter.
Yeah.
That averages out to about 24%. Not going to get it done.
No, wrong time to go into a slump for him. But
and
the reality is, let's focus on the positives first. And I know it's going to sound like the Pyrrhic victory.
You want to focus on the positives first?
The fact that since Kevin Durant has been with the Warriors, you know how many times they've even been to six games? It's the first time.
Yeah.
Everything's four games, five games. So this Rockets team did have it every opportunity to knock them off. And frankly, I didn't think there was any way they'd win Saturday night. But last night, they had their chances. And you just can't pick that time to go 0 for 27.
No.
And they played well enough to win that game with that exception. And that's a big exception. And I know that's what they do. But it was frustrating to watch because how many opportunities do you get like this? How many times are you going to put yourself in that position where you can beat this team and go to the finals?
If you never get there again, would anyone be shocked?
No.
No.
But if they're sitting there in the same spot next year?
Yeah, I mean, it's possible.
Yeah.
Absolutely, it's possible.
But I mean, a lot has to happen. I mean, you know, Chris Paul's going to be a year older, which means he'll get hurt more. And, you know, it depends on the other thing, too, is I kind of hope they're done with the whole Trevor Ariza experiment. And I know he provides some defense, and he's not supposed to be even your fourth option on offense. But considering how awful he was last night, I mean, my gosh. And look, Harden couldn't hit threes. Nope, nobody could hit threes. If you only hit 7 out of 44, nobody could hit him. But Harden only hit a couple. Gordon only hit a couple. But Trevor Ariza hit as many baskets as everyone listening to this show combined.
Yeah.
And
41 minutes, 0 points.
I'm not good at math, but that's not good.
That's not good. 0 of 12 from the field. It wasn't just him. Nobody on the team shot well last night, save Clint Capella, who, I mean, did basically all his work within 2 feet of the basket.
And almost all of it in the first half.
Hard to miss those.
When they were running the pick and roll like champs, and then, you know, Golden State did a good job of taking that away finally, and when they did and the Rockets were just shooting threes and couldn't make them, it was kind of game over. But I would say disappointing finish, and somebody was asking, Brother Bear asked, overall a good season thoughts. I would say this is what I thought would happen. I thought they'd get to seven games against the Warriors and lose. So, yes, I think it was a good season. And
the problem then becomes what happens now. Do you re-sign Chris Paul?
What I understand, that deal's already done.
Do you give Clint Capella a max deal? And then basically, if you do those things, you're saying this same team can come back and do this next year.
Well, I think you're going to have to look at, well, and that was kind of the poll question on Sports Map today.
Oh, look at me.
Yeah. Well done. Do you, and I think you can bring back a lot of this group, but you still need, you're going to need a couple of upgrades. And if you're going to keep shooting threes like this, especially, you need a couple better 3-point shooters who fit your system better than what you have, especially in the playoffs. It was fine in the regular season. The one thing we talked about all year when they won 65 games was, well, look at all the depth they have. Well, when you shorten the bench in the playoffs, you're 6-7 better be damn good.
Yeah.
And they were hit and miss with that, especially when Paul went out. I think.
Well, Ryan Anderson. I mean,
Ryan Anderson's
his
zero.
His points for per dollar are.
Yeah, and you've got to do something with that contract. I know he's got a year left,
but it's impossible. I mean, no one's trading for him.
I don't know that it's impossible. Teams take on contracts all the time for draft picks and things like that. I think you'll find some way to move him.
You better.
And that'll free up some space. And then I think you also, Ariza, I would be fine with letting him go. You do have to replace him, but. You know, and then you may have to trade Eric Gordon if you're going to clear cap room for a big move.
Yeah.
But, and I think all those possibilities are there. It just kind of, to me, it depends on, you know, whether the options are you tweak it. And Capella's a hard question for me because I don't think he's a max player. I think he's a really good player for what they do. And I know it got leaked.
He's an extremely limited big man.
Yeah, and I know it got leaked a couple weeks ago that, oh, Phoenix will offer him a max deal. You know what will happen if Phoenix offers him a max deal? You know what he'll become? Chandler Parsons.
Yeah.
I don't think you'll ever hear from him.
It'll be a wasteland.
I think you'll never hear from him again.
But Clint Capella hasn't made enough money in the league yet to say no to something like that.
Oh, no. Nobody's going to blame him.
Yeah.
But if you're the Rockets, I think you tender him, and then you go down the list. You make your play for the big guy. And if that doesn't work, I think you could get...
When you say the big guy, obviously you mean LeBron.
Yeah. I mean, you have to be in on
that. Kick
the
tires on it. You have to.
Every team.
I think the chances are very slim.
Yeah, I don't know.
But it's worth examining.
I don't know what's in his head, so I have no idea what the chances are. But that's why you talk to him, right?
We talked the other day. I know exactly what's in his head.
Yeah, I know. You were.
We're boys.
Just after you.
And Brian Windhorst.
After you. Oh, well. Yeah. How many? You know what? Brian Windhorst. Probably the only way he gets women is because he knows LeBron.
Because
there's no way that guy.
You think he gets women?
Even then, oh, well, or men, whatever he's into. I don't know. But that's the only way, right? It's not, he's not going out and picking somebody up just because for the hell of it.
A couple other things to address about last night. Obviously, the biggest thing I saw on social media, and I didn't get too deep into the hole, into the abyss, the vortex on social media last night. I wasn't trying too hard to rile people up or, you know, I didn't want to deal with it. So I just said my piece.
I thought you were very kind in your tweets last night.
Did you?
Yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate
that. And you still
got
hatred, didn't you?
Some, but I mean, I got so much less hatred than I would have gotten had the Rockets won. Had the Rockets won.
Oh, yeah. It didn't matter what you said.
I would have been lit on fire. I'm an idiot. I don't know. Bleep. Suck on that.
Yeah.
Warriors are overrated. You're an idiot. Hater, blah, blah, you know. But because that didn't happen, everybody had to delete those tweets they had saved in their drafts that they wrote up after game 5.
Yeah.
But the biggest thing I saw was the officiating was bad. And here's what I will say about the officiating. I thought that the officiating was extremely inconsistent from the first half into the second half, particularly the first quarter and the third quarter. In the first quarter, everything was a foul.
Yeah.
Klay Thompson had those three fouls in a hurry.
Yeah.
About two of them, those aren't getting called in the NBA NBA playoffs. They just don't. And suddenly he's got three fouls. Golden State's game has changed. Then in the third quarter, nothing was a foul. I mean, it might as
well. And there were back to back threes where Harden was clearly fouled on the first one, and I think the second one he got hit after the ball was gone. But it was such an off shot. Maybe he got hit then. But back to back threes and no call on either one. And even the idiots on the TV mentioned it. Although one thing about the idiots on the TV, can we stop saying PJ Tucker is the smallest guy on the floor?
No, they can't stop that.
Oh my God!
Well, with Chris Paul out, he is. They can't let that go.
Jeez.
But
you know what? The backcourt for the other guys smaller than PJ Tucker. Eric Gordon smaller than PJ Tucker.
Here's the deal, though. Do you think that the James Harden reputation, and he got caught a couple times acting, shooting three pointers in this series, like where no one touched him and he still acted like he got shot out of the air? Do you think that played a role in them letting things go outside the arc?
Honestly, I just thought it was bad officiating. And do I think the Rockets maybe got the worst of it? Maybe. But I thought both teams kind of got... I just thought it was poorly officiated, inconsistently officiated.
Inconsistent is the word that I came up with.
And the reality is that had nothing to do with it. And Chris Paul not being there had nothing to do with it. The fact you couldn't make a damn three-pointer cost you the game and the series. It was that simple. Honestly, you can whine about all the other stuff as much as you want. None of it means a damn thing until you can explain away 0 for 27.
The James Harden attempted 7.4 free throws per game in the Warriors series. In the first two rounds combined, he attempted 8 per game. So a half a free throw less per game.
Slightly less.
I mean, nothing to go right home about. But this, we talked about this before the playoffs, and this is always going to be kind of on the forefront of how we judge James Harden. Playoff basketball, you're not getting all the same calls you get during the regular season. And even if they're blatant, like sometimes the refs just say, you know what, go for it, guys. Get out of here. Who wants it more? And that's the way it's always been. It's always been that way. It's a more physical brand. And that's something that's going to be tough for a team like this that really relies heavily on getting to the free throw line.
Yeah, and that's part of the difference between regular season and postseason. We always talk about it. But we'll do some more of that. I honestly don't know what's left to say about it other than...
Oh, I've got a lot. I've got a lot
I feel
left
like,
to say.
I feel like they had their chance. And, in the 11-point lead at halftime, I didn't feel good about because I knew the Warriors were going to come back.
Yeah.
But I there's no way in hell I expected them to miss that many three-pointers. And if they had all been contested, even if they were contested, you got to hit more than 7 of 44. It was pretty simple. You're just missing open looks. And, maybe it was because they played so damn much and their legs were tired they couldn't make shots.
John says, is Klay Thompson the shooter the Rockets need? Yeah, Klay Thompson's like the second best shooter in the world. Yeah, he's the shooter anybody needs him.
Yeah, yeah.
But guess what? He ain't coming.
No.
He's not one of the ones who are available.
Yeah. All right, guys. I got to tell you about Texans Can Academies. And, guys, this place changes lives. And I know school's out now, but got to look ahead to next year. And you probably got some vehicles running around that you want to get rid of. What they do is they take in kids who dropped out of other schools. They give them a second chance. So many of them go on and do great things. A lot of these are good kids that had to drop out for a lot of reasons, like getting jobs to support their family. Well, they work around their schedule. And those are the kind of kids you want. And that's why they need your donation more than ever, is to help them out. And by your donation, they mean a vehicle you're not using anymore. Car, truck, can be an RV, can be a motorcycle, can be a tractor. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter what kind of shape it's in. Doesn't matter if it's running. They're going to tow your vehicle free of charge, process all the paperwork, and your donation is tax deductible. So how about this? You're getting rid of something you're not using anymore. You're doing a good thing, and you're getting a tax deduction. And if you donate today, tell them you heard about it on the Blitz. How about a $50 Visa gift card on top of that? Give them a call, 713-225-4226. 713-225-4226, or go online to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Right off the car, not the kid. And now somebody's gonna pay. And if you can't get what you want, well, it's
all because of me. Now dance. You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
Hey everyone, a huge weekend in sports is coming up, and if you've been looking for an online sports book where you can play all the games, then pull out your phone and Shazam this commercial right now using the Shazam app for exclusive offers from BetDSI.com. BetDSI is giving away a free $25 wager if you use promo code SBG25. Or simply just Shazam this commercial right now. You'll get instant access to register, play, win, and get paid on everything from football to reality TV. If it moves, DSI puts odds on it. So Shazam this commercial right now for instant access to BetDSI.com and get a free $25 wager on the house and 100% extra bonus when you deposit. Use your sports knowledge and love of the game to make some extra cash. Shazam now, or use promo code SBG25 to get your free wager and start winning today at BetDSI.com.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Presented by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we're back on the Blitz. Yeah, one more thought on James Harden and why it's just so hard to root for that guy. I mean, I don't care if you shake hands at the end of a game or not. I mean, that's LeBron's walked off and not done it. A lot of guys have. But Draymond Green's trying to help him up, and he's like acting all pissy, and you know, he's just he's unlikable. He would fit on the Warriors because he's as unlikable as all those guys are. And that's it's just, you know, he's a hard guy to root for. There's no question.
I don't disagree. That's always sort of been my knock on this Rockets team. That said, the rest of the team is so much easier to cheer for this year than it was last year. I mean, they're a different team right now. They do try on defense. They
twice held the Warriors under 100 points in winning games. That's pretty amazing. You know, I don't want to take away from what they accomplished in this series because they really did a lot to get to this point. I just think it's frustrating to get to a game seven and have Harden not play at a level he needed to play at. You still had a chance if just anybody else could have made a damn shot. Anybody else. You could have faded that. You could have won despite him if Eric Gordon doesn't go 2-for-12. If Trevor Ariza makes three shots. You know, just there's so many things to look at there when you just say, come on, guys. I mean, 0-for-27 is just embarrassing. It's historically bad. And that's kind of the whole reason for it.
Well, it's a disappointing way to end the season for sure. Would some little things here and there have made a difference? Yeah, but at the end of the day, they're not there.
No, they needed somebody to score some points less, hit some open shots. Yep. Not even that. And you know, the thing is, the Warriors were there to be taken.
Yeah, this Warriors team is not the same team that they've run out there the last few years. And you know what? I'm going to say something that also might be maybe you agree with me, maybe you don't. The Warriors were better before they had Kevin Durant. The way the offense flows was better before Kevin Durant. And it's crazy to say that because Kevin Durant's such a great offensive player, but the ball sometimes gets clogged down when he's out there.
They play a lot more ISO with him.
When it's Steph Curry's team, the Warriors are damn near unbeatable. When it's Kevin Durant's team, they can be had. And the Rockets almost had them. Because for most part this series, it was Kevin Durant's team. And really, in almost, I think in every game that they lost, you could point at and say, oh, this was Kevin Durant's team. Because Kevin Durant tried to take over and it just didn't work. So I'm maybe of the unpopular opinion that the Warriors are better without the second best player in the league.
Maybe you could have argued with the full roster they had at the time because they had a lot more depth.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't know. I mean, they in the playoffs, I mean, the reason you get a guy for that's the playoffs. And said it's the first time they've gone seven games since he's been there. Every other series was four games or five.
Yeah.
Including last year's finals, which is why I have no interest because I don't see it going any more than five again. I think you're going to just see an absolute repeat. And the whole year will have been for the same thing we saw a year ago. Let's squeeze in a couple of calls real quick. Can't read that. I can't read those names. Okay, what's the bottom name there, John?
Aaron.
Okay, let's do Aaron.
Hello. Sports, Aaron.
Hey, how y'all doing?
We're doing sports.
Good, man. I just wonder which one of y'all's job is it to listen to Colin Cowherd before y'all come on the air because y'all just repeated the same shit he did.
Oh, okay. Whoops. Well, you can't cuss.
Yeah, and I didn't listen to a word he said today, so.
I honestly don't even know what channel Colin Cowherd comes on.
Yeah.
Does he come on radio anymore?
I don't know.
I think so.
What channel?
I would assume Fox Radio.
Well, okay.
You know what? We're just... I'm going to give one more call here, and then we're cutting it off. Because I know
this is a day where people want to react, and that's fine.
Yeah, but, I mean, don't bring that garbage. Let's try Jeff.
Sports, guys.
Sports, Jeff.
Hey, so on the bad shooting earlier this morning, they said it was a 1 in 112,000 probability. So this was, like, all-time bad shooting, just to let y'all know.
I wanted to comment on...
The Steph Curry's Warriors being better than the Durant Warriors. Steph Curry's Warriors couldn't beat a healthy Cleveland Cavaliers team. They had to get Kevin Durant to beat a healthy Kyrie Irving. The only reason they won a title is because Kyrie Irving got hurt, and then Kevin Love got hurt. So they got a bunch of Robins on their team, and they needed a Batman, whereas the Rockets right now have a quasi-Robin Batman. So I just wanted to say Steph Curry's Warriors are not better than Durant's Warriors.
Okay. And that's I'm not saying it's a crazy opinion, but I think
they were – you know what? You made a case they were a better regular season team. They are in the playoffs, so.
Well, I mean, remember last year they were 73. Well, it was 2 years ago they were 73.
Yeah, they were 73 without him. Yeah.
I don't know. I just feel like offensively they move. It's a much smoother game when he's not in the game. And like I said, it's just my opinion. And let's not act like. Listen, I'm telling everybody, and I know everybody is already saying, "Oh, Warriors in four." You guys, you got to see what, if you're not watching what LeBron is doing, he's not going to just roll over and die. And I don't care who's out there with him. It is not going to be a walkthrough in the NBA Finals, in my opinion. And it's never easy to knock LeBron out of the playoffs, ever.
Yeah, I just don't think he has anywhere near enough horses to compete with this team.
Maybe not.
And I think, you know, what he did against the Celtics was fantastic, but I don't know that, and this is just a different animal he's facing. So, 713-780-ESPN. It's a better call. Doesn't quite make up for the garbage we got to start the show. With all the good stuff to talk about, that's what you called with?
I mean, listen, I'd never liked Colin Cowherd when he was on our
air. Why are we even mentioning him on our air? He's not on our station.
I don't know anything about him. I don't know where you'd find him.
Yeah.
I got better things to do than to steal takes from Colin Cowherd. Trust me. By the way, if this is your first time listening to the show, maybe you're missing out. But this is nothing new that I'm saying.
Nothing I've ever said before. Said for a long time. So,
all right, let me tell you about.
Go play in traffic, sir.
I don't know if Colin Cowherd did a read for Triangle Energy this morning. If he did, I don't want this to be perceived as copying his live read, but. I love Triangle Energy because there's a lot of energy providers out there, and they're playing you. They're playing you. That's really what it boils down to. They're going to offer you things like, oh, we'll give you free weekends, we'll give you free days, cash bonus, we'll give you the first week of the month for free. And you may have fallen for one of these offers, and months later, you look at your bill and you say, wait a minute, I'm paying a higher rate than I signed up for, or they're throwing some fees onto my bill. Nobody likes fees. Triangle keeps it simple. The rate you see is the rate you'll pay. No gimmicks, no minimum usage fees, no charges for going over a certain amount of electricity. Call 877-93-EAGLE or log on to TriEagleEnergy.com. Use promo code ESPN. You'll get yourself an additional discount. That's 877-93-EAGLE or TriEagleEnergy.com. Remember, promo code ESPN, PUCT license number 10064. I feel like I'm drowning.
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. Listen up. Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Presented by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we're back. Soccer Matters with Glenn Davis tonight at 7. Is that correct, John?
Yes, sir.
And then is Patrick Creighton back the rest of the week, or is he still in Vegas?
No, because, well, one, because we got the Stanley Cup Finals and the NBA Finals.
Ah, Stanley Cup Final game was pretty exciting. I didn't get to watch it until this morning. But why don't we zip through some calls, and then we'll put a bow on this for the first hour. Let's try James. What's up, James?
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're doing sports.
Good, good, good. Thanks, man. Hey, thanks for getting my call. I just wanted to make a couple of comments. Of course, James Harden, You know, I'm a Houston Rockets fan, and I think we're all disappointed. But every year that we see him play, I think he's going to be nothing else than another Karl Malone, another Patrick Ewing, another Charles Barkley, that they have a great regular season. But while we have the Warriors and we have LeBron James playing, I don't think he's ever going to be able to pass that little hump. And anyway, I think it was an entertaining series, but I think we just saw the finals. The Rockets and the Warriors, they just played the NBA finals. I don't think they're going to be, this coming up finals, they're not going to be that entertaining to watch.
All right.
Okay.
That's fine.
Yeah. I tend to agree with you on that, but we'll see. Is that Mauricio? Is that what that is?
Looks that way.
Yeah.
What's up, Mauricio?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Sports.
So, you know, I'm over here kind of just heading home from work, and the only thing that's on my mind is, you know, I kind of, as much as I didn't want to know it, you know, Game 5 at the end when Chris Paul went down, I think a lot of Rockets fans realized what that meant. You know, that meant that, you know, Chris Paul was the reason that we won that game. And once he went down, you know, it's kind of like, okay, we have James Harden still. We're still good. We have two games to at least just outscore them. And it never happened. And I think going into Game 7, there was this sense that, you know, they kept saying, oh, Chris Paul's game time decision. But when he went down and he tried to come back up, you could see it in his face that, yeah, he was out.
Yeah,
he wasn't going to come back.
We said that, we said as much on Friday. Yeah. We didn't expect Chris Paul to play anymore in this series. And I don't know if Chris Paul would be able to play Game 1 of a finals had they made it. The last time it took 2 weeks, there's no way he was going to recover in 2 days or 3 days and suddenly be out there. He just couldn't.
But, and that's, the thing is, they still had every chance to win that game last night. They just missed open shots. And I don't know that this was, I'll say one thing in Harden's defense. I don't know if this was the collapse that we've seen in the past. It wasn't his Game 6 performance last year.
No.
I think the reality is, dude was going through a pretty bad shooting slump this entire series and really the whole playoffs. And, you know, unfortunate timing for it, but what are you going to do? I mean, that's, I don't think he wasn't historically bad last night. The team was in terms of shooting.
Right.
But, I mean, he's had 2 of 12 from 3 games before. Just so happened he had one when they needed more.
He was 52 of 174. From three in the playoffs. That's just under 30%, 29%.
Yeah, you need to be a little better than that.
you think?
Need to be a little better than that. So, all right. Well, 713-780-ESPN. Tyler says, can we get off this Rockets talk and get some wedding weekend analysis?
We'll get to that. Yes.
We'll get to that.
That's coming.
Yeah, that's definitely coming. I have another story too from Friday night about something we wandered into by accident. So what is this Sheila Jackson Lee stuff? I guess she tweeted that Chris Paul was going to play, and
apparently
then,
so. That's not a good look. And then Dustin called her out on it, and she deleted her tweet.
First off, who's following Sheila Jackson Lee to know what she's tweeting?
I have no idea.
I'm sure not. And second off, that's where we're getting our sports breaking news from.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not following her for sports stuff.
I'm not following her at all, so yeah. I couldn't tell you. But, yeah, that's not a good look at all. So, 713-780-ESPN. Let's try Steve. What's up, Steve?
Hello?
Yep, you're on, man.
Sports.
Sports to you.
Hey, man, hear me out, man. I'm all for the Chris Paul trade. I was 100% with it. But I feel like they should have maybe kept Lou Williams in the deal. And I think the one piece that will work next year, I know it's crazy, but I think Isaiah Thomas is the guy that we should bring over.
Oh, boy. Ooh. There's not enough basketballs.
Yeah, that, I don't know if he's a good fit for a team like this.
And this team is trying to get better defensively. You're putting a guy out there who's a zero on defense. You just can't do it.
Yeah, where does he play?
Like, there's a big reason why Ryan Anderson's basically fallen completely out of favor. I mean, his offense has gone downhill, but he's a zero on defense.
Yeah, they took advantage of that last night. Every time he was in, they tried to get Curry on him on a switch, and it worked.
And listen, Lou Williams, he's nice, but when you look at the pile of C-level players that got you Chris Paul, I mean,
and from a salary cap perspective, you couldn't have kept him and done this.
Yeah, so, there had to be something.
I mean, he had to be part of the deal. So, you know,
I mean, there's a couple. I mean, some of those. It would have been nice to keep Pat Beverly. You couldn't. Would have been nice to keep Sam Decker. See if you ever get anything out of him. You couldn't.
Yeah, I mean, you have to give things up. So I don't think anyone's going to question that because this team got a lot farther than last year's did. And frankly, they did what they said they were going to do. They put together a team that could beat the Warriors. They just didn't do it. They didn't do it. I mean, it's, you know, it's they certainly had their opportunities, but they couldn't get it done. Does that mean the whole experiment was a failure? Absolutely not. I think it was the right move. They took their shot. They got to a game seven. They just happened to shoot like donkeys. Hey, quick plug for Sports Map. If you haven't checked it out today, there's a new video up from Joel Blank and Mario Elie, and they're fishing.
Oh, boy.
Says, where do the Rockets go from here? So I guess they go fishing. Jermaine Avery has a column where he kind of looks ahead. Barry Warner has his column where he's talking about how amazing LeBron was. And I had my five thoughts on the season ender from last night is up. And then posted some stuff from last week that you might have missed if you want some non-Rocket stuff. There's a J.J. Watt video. And then we had the story from Culture Map on the Astrodome, where they put up the plaque today, and AJ, I'm really disappointed.
Well, ain't going anywhere now.
You did not go out there for the plaque
ceremony. I had to be here.
Yeah, it would have been okay for you to be a few minutes late. I mean,
would it have also been okay for you to be a few minutes late?
Well, I wouldn't go to that. This is your thing. You love the Astrodome.
That's true.
You have an Astrodome tattoo.
That's true.
So, yeah.
Actually, that's not true at all, now that I think about it.
But, yeah, fans of the Astrodome, you know, have a plaque. Congratulations.
Hey.
So, oh well. 713-780-ESPN. Jong, any last-second thoughts on the Rockets that we haven't covered yet in the first hour?
No, not really. I don't know why Ryan Anderson was out there anyway, but I mean, I would have liked to see, even though he's been horrendous in the series, he can play some defense. I would have liked to see Luke Bamute out there more.
Well, I think he's hurt.
Yeah, he just couldn't. He can't shoot the ball at all.
But I also think that he was injured. They didn't want to put him out there in Game 7 as it was. But and I kind of understood why they threw Joe Johnson out there.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to try something.
You're grasping at that point.
But he only took one shot, I think. This would have been another good night for Gerald Green to have some offense. And he was as off as the rest of those guys. Really, the only guy who shot three-pointers well last night was P.J. Tucker. He was 2 of 5 from 3. You'll take that. The rest of the team, 5 of 39, not ideal.
Nope.
All right, let me tell you guys about Bill Advisor. Trying to save you some dough here. If you haven't listened to me yet, I don't know what you're waiting for. We've been talking about them for a while. If you've got a cell phone, pay TV, internet, electricity, home or auto insurance, you're probably paying too much. You got a great introductory rate with those services, I'm sure, but your bill's gone up. While you weren't paying attention, the bill went up. You really need to get with Bill Advisor. They'll work directly with your providers, reduce your monthly rates. You don't have to give up service. You don't have to give up data or speed or minutes. Just lower your bill. Week in and week out, Bill Advisor's winning for hundreds of our listeners. Most are saving over $800 a year. Many are saving thousands. Our boy Lance Zerline saved over $2,000, and they're so confident that they're guaranteeing that you'll save at least $300. If you don't, they're going to give you every penny back. There's still no setup fee. The service is still just $12.99 a month, whether you save $400 or $4,000. Start the savings now, guys. Text the word GO to 232323, and your personal Bill Advisor is going to get your information and start working for you. One more time, text GO to 232323 or go to BillAdvisor.com and click Start Saving. I'm thinking of changing my name. Something is up in the globe. A second inside of the truth. I don't feel it.
So, you want to go out tonight but don't know where to go? Easy fix. Head over to culturemap.com for the latest social happenings going on in the city.